This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Complaining the West is, quote, stuffing Ukraine with weapons. Russia is bombarding railroad stations and other targets in an attempt to cut off weapon supplies. Ukrainian's foreign minister has accused Russia of using, quote, missile terrorism tactics to spread fear. Air raid sirens sounded in cities across the country Wednesday night. Attacks were reported near Kiev, the capital, and in Dnipro, where a rail facility was hit. Heavy fighting continued at a steel mill in Mariupol, the last stronghold of Ukrainian resistance in the ruined port city. The attacks came as the European Union moved to further punish Moscow for the war by proposing a ban on oil imports. U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday said he would speak with other leaders from the group of seven advanced economies this week about potential additional sanctions against Russia over its war in Ukraine. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the United States was in constant discussion with partners about further sanctions and could take additional actions to pressure Moscow. At a Wall Street Journal conference, Yellen would not preview any specific actions under consideration, but stressed further measures were likely, quote, if Russia continues this war against Ukraine. Biden was asked at the White House about U.S. plans after the European Union proposed its toughest sanctions yet against Russia, including a phased oil embargo.
With regard to the additional sanctions, we're always open to additional sanctions. And I've been in consultation. I'll be speaking with the members of the G7 this week about what we're going to do or not do.
Russia has intensified its offensive in eastern Ukraine.